Good morning, everybody. This is Victoria from When the Ancients Speak. This morning, we are going to be talking to Anish again, and he is going to be educating people on some of the advanced technology that the Anunnaki use, as well as telling you about some of the great, amazing creatures that, I don't know, what would you say, that live and breathe in the universe?
Yes, Victoria. Hello to everybody there. What I wish to speak about today, and what I wish to say, is that there has been this image in humanity that the universe is essentially empty. It's huge amounts of vast space. It's cold, it's lifeless, nothing exists. And that in order to find life, you need to find the perfect example of human life. In other words, could a human being live on this planet? How narrow-minded is your race? Life exists all throughout the multiverse. There are creatures that are gigantic, some of them tens of hundreds of miles long, some thousands of miles long. Gigantic beings that swim through the universe like the great leviathans of your world and in your oceans. Are not the creatures in your ocean? Are they not complex? Are they not diverse? Are there still not beings that exist in your own oceans that you have yet to discover? These are questions that I pose to humanity, and I tell you, there are thousands of alien species and creatures and automatons and created mechanoid beings that swim through the universe, many of which have multifaceted uses.
Thank you. Now, you were telling me a couple of days ago that some of these great creatures create good energy. They help to mix the energy up in the universe.
Let me use an example in your world, earthworms. When an earthworm passes through the dirt, it consumes the rough materials and excretes a vitriol, a messy kind of substance that actually is good for plants. And of course, most gardeners would tell you that having a lot of worms in your garden is a sign of the garden's health. Well, many of the different places in the multiverse need to be tilled. Their information, their abilities, their focus needs to be on creating new spaces that can be used and, in essence, almost a form of, for lack of a better word, terraforming. These beings are gigantic, and they swim throughout the universe, and where they have gone, they've created roadways, so to speak, that can be followed, and their remnants are often harvestable and can be used in the many different types of technology that not only the Anunnaki use, but also that many other species and races use. This would be equivalent to, say, an underground mining device that would create huge boreholes in the earth that can then be used to populate, say, create a subway or many of the underground bunkers that exist throughout the world. There are plenty of them, let me tell you.
Yes, I also remember that you were telling me that some of these beings are so vast, and I know that our NASA telescope has taken a picture once of a snake-like creature. Is this one of the ones that you're speaking of?
There have been generational projects in the multiverse, much the way that you have public works programs that can cross through state barriers. The interstate is an example of a project that encompassed the majority of states in America, as an example. Well, the alien races work together for these kind of projects as well. In fact, the building of the pyramids was actually a form of this process, where people come together because they know they were creating a power generator that could be used, and energy could be tapped freely by those who were attuned to it. Don't believe the nonsense that the pyramids were designed and people spent all these years to build a tomb for someone. Please, these were powerful energy generators, much the way perhaps you would generate electricity at Niagara Falls, correct? You had large movements of water, and well, the pyramids were a bit more advanced. They have, of course, at the top the crystalline energy generators that have been stolen and removed. But these devices are very commonplace. Crystals are used to store energy, information. We even store events that take place that can be relived, much like that early movie Dreamscape that exists. I have seen that once or twice through the eyes of the and the memories of this body and other bodies that recall how you can actually store events and then relive them again. This is all crystalline-based technology you're just beginning to explore, using crystals for devices for energy storage, yet for thousands of years they have been used in many advanced civilizations, including here on Earth.
You know, using crystals makes a lot of sense to me, because I've always, since I've been a little girl, attracted to crystals. So it makes sense to me, and a lot of religious orders tell you not to touch crystals, because, you know, they can encourage demonic powers. Well, we all know why now, because they didn't want us to learn that crystals were actually amazing.
Isn't it interesting that everything you're told you shouldn't do turns out to probably be something you should do?
Yes.
Let me give you a bit of advice for life, and the Anunnaki embrace this type of thinking. If a majority of people are telling you to do something, and there appears to be no logical reason why, then you must ask yourself if not only should you ignore them, but perhaps do the opposite. It seems to be a good rule of thumb for many of the governments of this planet that it is wise to do the opposite of whatever they say, because they have their own agenda and it does not involve protecting humanity.
Exactly. We have got a lot of stuff going on Earth right now, but I think a lot of people are kind of sitting in an anxious mode, because they know, they sense it, they feel it, they know things are changing in this, not only on the Earth but in the universe, and they're getting impatient with the changes.
Do you recall how you felt in high school, waiting for summer break, knowing that you were going to be free finally, and you were sort of anxious and looking forward to it? Remember that last day of school or college when you finally were about to graduate and move on, but you had this feeling inside of you. You knew that you felt something was not quite right. You were afraid about the future. This is because of the vibrational changes in the planet. Obviously, as the Nemesis solar system continued closer, people will begin to experience this, because you have genetic memories of these events, and you are all aware that a great cataclysm is about to befall the planet. The question is, who will survive? And while all of these other petty things are going on in your world, I'm here to tell you that every problem that humanity has, we have already solved these problems. Your goal should be now to survive the events that are about to happen over the next year.
Yes, thank you. I think there are a lot of people who are definitely waking up to the fact that everything pretty much that we have been taught is a lie. Just this morning I'm seeing people posting things on social media that religion is the biggest crock of you know what, that it's such a lie, that we've all been indoctrinated, all been dumbed down, all been held slaves by this force, and that it is time that we put this aside and just rise up and overtake our governments who have been lying to us for so long now.
If you recall when you were in school or college, one of the classes you may have had to have taken would be a basic science class.
Yes.
You would have to learn scientific method. You would have to learn to look at your results and study what is taking place and look without a too critical eye, but you also had to support your your thesis. You had to provide evidence that what you said could not only possibly be happening, but also could be reproduced by other scientists. Mm. I believe you mentioned this earlier today when you were talking on another framework. But I wanted to point out something that a lot of people don't consider, and they probably should. Ultimately, this is humanity's test. It is your graduation test to be welcomed into the Galactic Empire. Yes, there is a Galactic Empire. Yes, it does exist. There are thousands of races, different types of races. Some are part machine. Some are completely inorganic. Some are organic. And many are humanoid, but many are also not humanoid. Some you are incapable of seeing in the current light spectrum, since you only see a small sliver of the visual spectrum. Others require the ability to comprehend events that have taken place in the past or the future. There are entire races that only exist in the past or the future. But as I explained to everyone before, you are just beginning to crack the surface of time travel and how you can effectively move forward or backward in time. This is not difficult at all. It requires a special license and knowledge and understanding. But you see, there are some givens that a lot of people don't understand, a lot of humans. Time travel can be done, and is done by our kind quite frequently, but we do more to observe the events that are taking place. It is actually quite difficult to change the past, regardless of the fantasies or movies that you've seen, where you can go back in time and, say, assassinate Hitler, for example, may be one example. But in reality, the events will organize themselves, and once they have occurred, remain as the equivalent of, say, if you were to take acid and pour it on the ground, it would always leave that burn mark there. It would take a lot of work to clean it up. It's very similar in the sense that both past and future coalesce around the present, that you actually can step from the present to the past and from the present to the future. What is difficult is stepping from the past to the future, because you must define the exact line of travel. But you see, you can experience these events, and many of our top people have traveled in time, not only because we want to see the events unfold for real, but because we can actually observe the progress of humanity leap back into the present of what most people would perceive the present, and make slight tweaks to ensure that humanity has the best possible chance of survival. It's kind of like a professor grading on a curve. You know, not everybody passes the class, so a lot of times in these college classrooms, the professor will take the mean, the median, and the mode. Remember all those things, people from math? For those of you that are not currently in Common Core, from what I understand, this is basic, that you take averages. And the averages determine what's going to happen. Well, we do the same thing with time travel. And there are devices and portals that exist on this planet that can allow you to step into these different frequencies and experience events. Some will be a metaphysical transference, where your life essence can actually pass through these portals temporarily, and you can experience different things. There are also existing portals where your physical self, your entire body, and your spirit, if you wish to call it, can pass through into different times, but then you will be thrown back eventually, because there is this causal loop. But it's interesting to note this, Victoria, that in some events in temporal mechanics, the actual event precedes the cause. So it requires a bit of reverse thinking, I would say.
Now, you see, that's really interesting to me, because here on Earth, we know that they've just started getting, you know, into these experiments with time travel, and I've noticed that CERN. That there is kind of like a butterfly effect from movies that, for instance, are 20 years old. One of the words has now changed in... The Mandelian effect.
Victoria.
Thank you.
Is the name of the term. And sorry to interrupt. No. I wanted to add a little bit to the Mandelian effect. This is because of your people screwing around with different effects and different causes. You see, CERN, its entire reason for existence was to open dimensional rifts and gateways because the people perceived that they could gain power from dimensional beings. But what you're really doing is equivalent to leaving your doors open in a busy metropolitan city filled with crime. The majority of beings out there know that they can manipulate time and phase in and out of different realities. They can make slight derivations and changes that will affect events that take place on this planet. And as I reminded you, this planet is a huge repository of genetic DNA information, and it is used as a baseline for a lot of programs that the aliens are doing. Everything on your planet is a gift from another species. For example, certain types of fish in your water were a gift from the aquatic beings. Different types of trees were gifts from other beings. Your world is designed to teach and train you so that you would understand what other worlds would be like. Because, quite frankly, you are going to be the seed, the progenitors of the future, and you are the basis upon which all of the other races are created from.
Now, see, that makes sense to me, that animals, seeds, plants, everything was seeded.
And thoughts. The other thing that people don't understand is almost every thought that you have has been actually programmed into what I like to refer to as the collective consciousness. All of your thoughts are taken from that information. For example, everyone likes to have wonderful fantasies about science fiction. You know, what could, you know, unicorns, science fantasy. All of these beings exist in one form or another across the multiverse.
And that's amazing, because I remember you saying that to me, that any thought that humanity has thinks that it's brand new has already been recreated somewhere else. So we're just remembering through the process of enlightenment who we are, and we're being helped by other beings across the universe, if that's what I'm gauging here.
Yes, Hedda, but you're only being helped just enough to complete the basics. For example, humanity does tend to have problems when it comes to dealing with its own racial involvement. Well, this is about to come to a huge head in this country. There's going to be lots of people that are going to be incarcerated. Mm. There are going to be lots of your former leaders that are absolutely horrific, horrific beings, and they should be removed from this planet. I'm telling you right now that the civil war that everyone is pushing, they want to see this across the planet. Many of the reptilian types that do not wish to see humanity evolve past being slave chattel, no pun intended to my good friend chattel, but there is a reason why he has that name.
Yes, I am very aware that right now, what's happening right now is that, yes, I know you had said there would be arrest coming very soon, and that possibly because of the retaliation factor, that some of these humanoid types, reptilian types, are considering releasing a bioweapon as a way to pay us back for catching them out.
Oh my goodness, Victoria, we're not talking about a bioweapon. We're talking about the bioweapon. They are estimating casualties as high as 500 million people that may contract some advanced form of avionic flu that will be tweaked, of course. It will be weaponized. They mentioned mouse pox as well. It is lethal to 90% of the people that get it. Of course, you can't kill all of them, so they wish to leave a small percentage of humans that will actually be slaves and service their masters. They do love humanity, primarily on a plate as they consume you. And they certainly love your energy. They feed off of your energy. That's why your cities are designed like gigantic circuit boards, so that they can hover their spaceships at any time over any major city and absorb energy, which is why it's fascinating to me. Anyone who studies UFOs, you may wish to know this. There are vast numbers of new alien encounters that are taking place because there is a rush on right now to absorb as much energy as possible before your pole shift happens, and some of the top earthquakes that are scheduled to happen, and I do mean scheduled to happen. You're going to have horrific earthquakes and volcanoes. There will be a super volcano that will also go active at some point. And you're going to just see more and more of this until, of course, the pole shift and Planet X and the Nemesis star system heads back out into deep space.
Well, thank you for that information. I know many of the beings that are coming forward are saying pretty much the same thing. So, considering all of the beings that we have put podcasts together in the last few weeks, they've all said the same things. And honestly, people, I don't ask them about this information. This is being freely given. Whether you choose to believe it or not is entirely up to you. However, I tend to want to err on the side of caution and listen when I'm being given a warning.
Consider this. What is the worst thing that will happen to you if you listen to what we are telling you? You may decide to move to a higher elevation. You may decide to start growing your own foods and living off of the grid, as they say, which is standard for many people in the universe and the multiverse today, that you generate your own power and you take it with you, and then you create things out of literally thin air. We have such technology now, and as soon as your government releases some of this, which, by the way, was stolen technology from the Greys, but that's okay, we gave some of this to your government anyhow. You wish to have some of the better technology that will be released, which, will, of course, we've talked before about life extension.
Yes.
But there are all kinds of differing degrees of that. For example, the cure to diabetes, for example, exists. The cure to cancer, everyone knows that has existed. You should ask yourself, what are the causes of these diseases? And you can trace most of them back to an insidious program designed to poison most of the population.
Yes, I've been speaking about that for years. And there are a few people who will back up most of what I've said with their own research. A lot of the scientists that no longer follow the, shall we say, false science, have come out and spoken out against a lot of the food because they know what is actually in it. For instance, it has now come out, the glyphosate. Now, for years it was being spoken about as a pipe cleaner. It used to be in the 60s before it was patented into a herbicide. Was that it used to, glyphosate used to clean the crud off the inside of water pipes, underground city pipes, when they get a lot of calcium deposits on them. That chemical was used to clean the pipes off. Now that chemical is now going into your body, and it is corrupting a lot of the proteins in your body, and it's turning things toxic.
It is also gradually altering your DNA so that you would be more useful as a subservient slave, and of course it is turning most of you into lunatics. It is affecting your intelligence, it is affecting your ability to think and reason, and it is also slowly killing you. It is reducing your lifespan. This is what your globalists, I think is the correct term that we've mentioned before, that are also being driven by the reptilians want. They want a majority of you dead, and they're going to achieve it one way or the other. So your job as an intelligent human being is to hear these things and to decide that perhaps maybe you need to move away from the cities, as we've mentioned, because those are the centers of control where you are manipulated the most, out into the wilderness where you can lead a self-sustaining life. Because if you do not do this, when events begin to befall humanity, you may be among the many who will pass away and have to come back and do it again.
Well, that's why we're here. We're here in, you know, over 8,000 feet high in the sky. We've been here for about 5 or 6 years. And we started a few years ago doing, you know, self-sustaining things, growing our own food. We're very fortunate because we have a lot of sun and wind in the southern Colorado area. And we also looked at the location of where we were. There wasn't a huge population where we are, so we know that we're enshrouded by mountains. And these are the things that people need to start considering. And you've got to do it really soon. because you have to find a place that can help protect you from any kind of chemical poisoning. You need to be away from the cities where you're not going to be inundated with infection, bacteria, viruses, those sorts of things.
And one of the biggest pollutions that most people do not consider is electronic pollution.
Yeah.
You know, Wi-Fi and all these other primitive tools that you have for communications. And people seem to not understand that many of these devices are very unhealthy for you. I notice that when I travel with Victoria, that almost all people are completely mesmerized by their cell phones.
Yes.
And they devote endless hours to using their cell phones. And I believe others have warned about cell phone microwave radiation, that you need to not keep this on your person, and that if you have one, you should get something that you can store it in. Your husband mentioned something called Block It Pocket, which is like a small case, almost like a case that you would put perhaps your glasses into, only it's wider, and it screens out all of the electronic interference, and it only works when you open it. So you could keep this in your purse or in your pocket without getting the side radiation. There are people that are getting tumors and developing cancer, and on not only their hips where they store their cell phone, but when every time they place it up to their head and microwave their head while they are talking. I could think of better ways to communicate.
Yeah, we actually knew somebody who got a tumor around the back of his ear and down into his throat because his BlackBerry at that time was connected to his head pretty much all day long. And he got very sick. And then when we told him that it could be coming from his cell phone, he actually didn't believe us.
Until he did the research, and then he believed us. I don't think he has a cell phone. I don't believe he's alive.
Yeah, he got really sick. And I do want to mention this whole thing about cell phone dumbing down your intelligence. For instance, just the other day, a woman pulls out her mobile, and in the middle of the street, she stops going around the corner so she can answer somebody on her text messaging. This is the intelligence level that has been dropped to basically room temperature, IQ, maybe even lower. You don't stop in the middle of the street so you can text somebody. But this actually occurred, and it nearly caused a series of accidents just the other day.
And this is not the only example of technology gone awry. I'm sure many of you are aware that all of the technology that you've purchased in the last several years is spying on everything
yeah.
you do and say, and sending all this information to government agencies that search through these things with special keywords and compile this data so later in your life, if they choose, they can use this information against you. This is, of course, illegal. By most of the rules of this world, it is considered illegal, but it is being done all the time. And I'm here to tell you that if you wish to live a long and productive life, you need to get away from technology as much as possible. I know it's difficult to completely eliminate technology. Heck, here I am talking on this device here in order to record what I'm saying. But I'm trying to warn people, whether or not they choose to listen, as you said, Victoria, is their choice. But look into the things that we're telling you. If it turns out that what we're saying is true, then perhaps you should listen. Your very life may depend on it, that and the life of your family.
Well, we know that this goes on all the time because, heck, we have this huge big thing going on in America that our president has been interfered with, and his conversations have been listened. We know this happens. I mean, the former president has a very bad track record of spying on people like France and Angela Merkel. So do you really think he didn't spy on this president? Of course he did. He's been doing it for a long time. And I also want to mention that, you know, anytime you use one of those light bulbs that the curly shaped light bulbs, we dropped one once and there was like a little computer chip in there. And you've got to ask yourself why the FCC stamp is on one of those light bulbs. Because we're being listened to.
None of this is technology that's even remotely close to the kind of things that the Anunnaki possess. But you must free yourself from these devices if you wish to live a long and productive life. Obviously, you will need to keep them somewhere. Well, get a lead-lined box and store these things inside of these boxes so they will not affect you. But as humans, until you evolve better technology, including personal shields and other types of protections that you can use to prevent these devices from making you ill, then you must keep yourself away from them. And it is the best advice I can give any human being. They don't do well under massive amounts of this type of radiation.
Well, that makes sense because of our cell structure. We weren't supposed to be taking massive amounts of radiation. That is something that was introduced onto us. And we see the results of massive radiation, and you have to be completely asleep not to know what's going on with Fukushima. And now, yes, after many years of the radiation in the ocean, just now America is recording it on their shorelines. However, it has been here for quite some time too. So, I think what we need to say at this point is that humans need to up their game. You need to be protecting yourself from radiation poisoning. You need to be aware that your cell phones are listening devices, possibly some of your technology in your home, like your televisions, modern televisions, possibly your light bulbs, dryers, refrigerators, anything that's a new appliance may actually have listening devices attached to it that could incriminate everybody for not doing anything, kind of like Minority Report.
Well, all I can say is this. Technology should be a friend of humanity, not a foe. And we learned long ago that such devices require certain restrictions that have been placed on those who create them. And now, some of the best devices to make better for your way would be including yourself as a device.
Yeah.
You need to train your mind to think logically. You need to take the opportunity to speak to other people about coming together. Technology should bring people together, not drive them apart like
right.
it is doing now with all of your social media that is essentially keeping people in electronic prisons.
Exactly. There is a great awakening where people realize that in order to survive, they have to have smaller communities of like-minded individuals who also have alternative skills. And I think at this point, this is where we're going to sign off for today. I want to thank Anish for educating us again. And he does have plans on coming back again. His podcast was very popular. We had probably more downloads with Anish's education than we've had previously. So we want to keep encouraging the Anunnaki King to keep coming back and talking to us. And with that, I will sign off and wish you all a very happy day. Goodbye.